Welcome to the CRA Resource Show. CRA Resources is a unique recruitment agency with a single focus of providing CRA staffing for clinical studies across North America. My name is Becky Clark, and I'm Operations Manager at CRA Resources. And today, we're sitting down with Angela Roberts, Head of Recruiting, and special guest Jasmine Kiana, also known as Jasmine Adams. Jasmine is a clinical trial manager and career coach turned self-love coach, motivational speaker, and soon-to-be published author. She teaches self-love as a spiritual practice and the key ingredient to manifesting the life of your dreams and claiming your God-given birthright. So before we get started, make sure to visit craresources.com/blog to catch up on our latest blog posts. You can also sign up there to get this content delivered to your inbox. So I'll turn it over to Angela and she can give us more details on our topic today.
We're going to talk about coaching. Of course, we have Jasmine on the line. We have to talk about coaching. It's interesting because I've received so many requests in the last week to give coaching. And it's unusual for us. We obviously do a lot of coaching, but usually in the context of the candidates that we're representing. But Jasmine and I connected over the weekend, and I thought it was an important topic because it has been such a consistent request. So I thought, let's talk about it. Let's talk about who needs coaching. And it may be in the context of people knowing they need coaching, but maybe they think they need a different type of coaching than they should get. And we can talk about that. And then the second topic I want to get are those people who don't think they need coaching, but do. So let's talk about the first one. You know, from a context of just asking for coaching in general, the coaching request that I've got is resume writing, interview preparations, you know, the basic types of things. But in general, that's not usually what people are really needing, is it, Jasmine? So I think now would be a really good time for you to talk about your shift and what you've always done, but now how you're really starting to present it to people and why it's important.
Yeah, thanks, Angela, and thank you guys for having me on. So, yes, I love this topic because when it comes to, and I heard you say who needs coaching, so technically we all, quote unquote, can use and need coaching, right? But I try to approach it from the place of really teaching people and guiding them to back to themselves so that they can ultimately be their ultimate coach. So for people that maybe have already had coaching, and they know the concept of coaching and they know how to coach themselves, then maybe they're the ones that fit in that category that don't necessarily need it. Maybe they just need some support and assistance with trusting themselves and learn to, you know, listen to their heart, their inner voice, God's guiding them and coaching themselves. On the other hand, the vast majority of the people, they've never really received coaching, right? Most people have only gone through like an academic type of setting, a course, you know, that type of thing where they're just sitting and learning and they're being taught, you know, how to think. Ultimately, that's what it boils down to. They're taught a certain thing, they memorize it, they regurgitate it, and they're being on a, you know, subconscious level, they're being taught how to think. But coaching is really, which some people find frustrating, is not about me teaching you or even mentoring you, guiding you. It's about really asking questions to help you learn how to think and to help you ultimately guide yourself, which is what a lot of people, they don't like, right? Because everybody just wants you to give them the quote unquote answers.
Yeah.
But the real answer is that you are the answer. You are the secret. And what applies to one person may not be the exact formula for you and how you should reach success. So, which is why the coaching has come into play with, it's really a helping you understand you and what you need, so that you can get from point A to point B. So most people need that because they don't even understand that way of thinking, right? They've never even, you know, been presented this opportunity to even think in this way. And so when people specifically approach the clinical research space, they are constantly, you know, it's the first thing they say, it's so hard to get in. How do I get in, right? I'm sure you get a lot of the newbies, the people that don't have experience. They're the ones that are so desperate and they're the ones that are so frustrated, hopeless, right? Because they come to you, they see all these jobs, and then you tell them, well, you need experience. And And then they're like, what?
How do I get experience?
Yeah. You know, especially if they're listening to your podcast and they're reading your material, they probably come to you and they thought, well, they think you're the solution, right? Because you've been giving them all this great advice. But the coaching comes in is really helping them to shift that mindset and understand in big picture what everything is about. Because when you do have a different perspective, you start to understand why people are so reluctant to hire people that don't necessarily have experience. So then as you approach the space with a different mindset, you approach it with a different energy, and you're going to always attract whatever you're giving out. So if you have this desperate mentality of like, woe is me, nobody wants to work with me, nobody wants to work with you.
And exactly.
You're never going to get the job, right? But if you approach it from a space, a different understanding of that people, it's not that nobody wants to hire inexperienced people. It's just about, you know, cost. And if they have the infrastructure to support the training and like those different variables, when you approach it with a different mindset, then you can approach the job search from a different angle. You bring a different energy to the space. And then that's when people start seeing results. So that's the purpose of coaching, because so many people get caught up on, I need the resume, the LinkedIn profile, I don't know how to network, or teach me how to network, or connect me with the right people, right? But you can essentially do all of those things yourself. And that's where the coaching comes in at. It teaches you how to change your mindset, how to think and coach yourself so that you can accomplish these things and realize it's not about you. Anybody can give you a good resume, help you with your LinkedIn profile. Anybody can do those things. And people have done them, but then they still struggle to get the job. And this is why.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I had a gal that reached out to me, and it's been a couple of months ago, and she was as cute as a button. She had been a coordinator for about 20 years, and it was at an eye site. It was a site, ophthalmology. And so she had like 20 years experience in ophthalmology, and she'd been trying to break into the CRA role forever. Mm-hmm. And so she reached out, and she's like, I just really need help. You know, is there something you can do? Well, it just happened to be a slow day. And so I looked at her profile, and I told her, I said, you know, everything looks really good. This is not about your LinkedIn profile. This isn't about your behavior on LinkedIn and your networking either. And I haven't seen your resume, but I would suspect your resume is probably just as buttoned up as your LinkedIn profile. It's not about any of those things. It's about your approach to the job. And that's where, from a coaching perspective, you know, I started asking her questions is, who have you applied to? Well, every CRO I can think of. I said, okay, well, but have you Googled ophthalmology CROs? There's a lot of niche ophthalmology CROs out there. You got to get real creative. Lean on your strengths. You are an ophthalmology coordinator. Ophthalmology CROs are going to love you, right? And so it was just that one thing. And within 3 weeks, she had like five different interviews because she went out and Googled ophthalmology CROs. She recrafted her message saying, I am a specialist in ophthalmology. I've been in this industry in clinical research for 20 years, and I would love, love, love to have an opportunity to move into monitoring with your company because you guys special in ophthalmology, which is my love. And boom, she had it. And it was just that one shift. She didn't have to change anything except for her approach to how she was applying and how she was approaching potential positions.
Yeah, that reminds me a lot. Sometimes we talk about blockers, you know, folks mm-hmm. have blockers that makes them think that there aren't options, there are roadblocks everywhere. But your approach, what you were talking about, Jasmine, earlier, it's like an empowerment, I think. Mm-hmm. It's removing the blockers, creating the freedom to find another avenue, and then empowering you to move forward in that, knowing that you already have everything that you need within you, and then just using that to your advantage. And to Angela's point, specializing, figuring out where you are the expert, and then making yourself in high demand.
Absolutely, Becky. Absolutely. And to Angela's point as well, you ask the questions, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you haven't been taught to think in that way, you're so stuck on that academic institutionalized way of thinking that you're not even tapping into or getting creative, rather, with, like you said, you know, you have ophthalmology experience. Why not reach out to the, you know, the CR ophthalmology CROs? But when you're so stuck in the problem, like your brain won't even allow you to come up with a solution. And that's where having a third party person like a coach comes in at, because mm-hmm. they're not in that problem with you. And I think it's Joe Dispenza that always says you can't solve a problem with the same brain that created it. Something
that's
like
exactly
that.
Right. Yeah. And there was another guy that said that. Greg Braden talks about him. He was a mentor of his as well. But it's the kind of a similar approach to where if you can't change your current circumstances, you have to create new circumstances. If you want out of your current circumstance, you cannot push matter with matter. You're not going to change it. But you can get out of your circumstances by creating something new. Okay, so in a world of infinite possibilities, which exactly the world that we live in, it's a world of infinite possibilities. What do you want your solution to be?
Exactly.
Map it out and then back into it. And coaching does help with that, because you're right, Jasmine. If your brain is scattered because you're frustrated or you're scared or you fear you're failing or you're worried about your next paycheck or whatever it is that's causing that negative emotion, you can't accept a positive outcome when your head is in that space.
Right. Right. And that is a key component that a lot of people miss as well, is that you have to be receptive and in a state of receiving in order to receive, which when you're in that state of mind, when you're in that space, that is not saying I'm ready to receive my job at all.
Yeah.
And that is also a missing component too. I feel like a lot of people, they do all these other things and they, like you said, this person had, you know, the profile, the all the things buttoned up on externally anyways, right? But ultimately, really, you know, internally wasn't in the place to receive. Mm-hmm. And then I think it also, which we talked about a little bit, you know, with me in my opening statement here, it's like, you know, being afraid of being you and sharing your story. And that is the thing that ultimately, at least from what my experience, whether it's personally or helping somebody, that is the thing that usually grabs, you know, the company, the employer's attention, is just being yourself and highlighting, right, you know, your unique set of skills. So if it's mm-hmm. ophthalmology, if it's working with kids, pediatrics, if it's whatever, you know, your specialty is, highlighting that versus trying to check the boxes that other people say that you should be checking.
That's a really good point. And what I love about what you said is where you referred to even what you're struggling with, which all of us have struggles. But, you know, Napoleon Hill talks about specific fears that every human being has to overcome. It's your mission, right? You're here to overcome certain fears. One of them is fear of judgment. You know, whenever you know, the dichotomy of, and maybe it's just more of a, the right word is more of a struggle of being yourself versus being afraid that someone's going to judge you for being yourself.
Yeah, it's both. No, yeah. Seriously.
And that's seriously, really key in a job search. Very key in a job search.
It is. Absolutely. Especially for the people, the newbies, the baby CRAs or the aspiring CRAs that are trying to get in, because they don't have like that background to help give them that boost of confidence. So they're really afraid of being judged and afraid of being themselves, because they've been taught, we've all been taught, right, that you have to fit in this box in order to be accepted. Mm-hmm. And very few people live outside of that box, and they just trust that, you know, they will be accepted regardless. So that is a very real fear that I myself, as y'all have seen today, will face.
Well, we all have that, I think.
We all do. Oh, Lord, yeah. I mean, you're absolutely right. All of us have. And that's just one of them. I mean, I think Napoleon talks about seven of them that we all have to address in our lifetime. But the fear of being judged is really probably the biggest one that I know of, or that I know that I deal with, because it relates very much to the fear of failure. It relates very much to, I mean, everything in your relationships, in your career, empowerment in general. And I think what happens is, and especially the aspiring CRAs, you know, the individuals that are on the younger side, I don't know that we as a culture, especially in the United States, maybe other cultures do a better job at this, but I don't think that we train individuals to understand that they are the creator of their own life. Life does not have to happen to you, but if you're not creating it, it will. You know, and you might not get what you want because you're not in control. So get control. We talk about this all the time. What is the story you want to tell at the end of your life? And what are you doing today to make that happen? And that's where coaching comes into play.
Exactly. 1,000%. And that's a hard concept, like you said, for us in the U.S. to kind of even a slight of it, just a piece of it into our brain, because it's like, what do you mean I'm in control? Like, you don't understand. There's this manager, the recruiter won't call me back. I've been blowing them up. I'm listening to Angela's podcast and I'm doing all the steps. Like, I've downloaded the PDFs. What do you mean I'm in control? I clearly want this job. So if I was in control, I would have it. People think that that is the most insane, ludicrous thing, but you're absolutely right. And I have had coaching sessions where, you know, they did not go so well. They didn't, because, you know, I keep it real. And the truth is, you are in control. So you have to take a step back and say, okay. And I tell people to even just play with the idea. You don't believe me, you think I'm crazy, that's fine. But what you've been doing has not been working. So let's just pretend that you are in control. Let's pretend for a few minutes and then take it from there and say, okay, well, what does that look like? If I am in control and I am creating this situation that I'm currently experiencing that I don't like, then how can I change it so that I can get the job? And then take it back from there. And that's where coaching comes in at, because to do this by yourself, to sit there by yourself and to push through the hard questions and to go through, because it's an emotional process as well, right?
It really is. It's emotional and spiritual.
Emotional and spiritual. And to go through this alone, especially if you've never done any type of work like this, if you've never had a therapist, you've never had this way of thinking, like you've never done these things, it's almost impossible for you to sit there by yourself and do it, because you're stuck in that same, like you're trying mm-hmm. to get through it with that same brain.
Yeah. Yeah. And you don't know what questions to ask yourself. You don't know what you don't know. And while the world is full of infinite possibilities, how do you embrace what that possibility might look like?
Right. And there's so much information out there now, right? With YouTube and Google and all the different videos, like how do you decide what you should listen to? Because there's also a bunch of conflicting different opinions, right?
So then there's some Fruit Loops out there too, for sure. There are definitely some Fruit Loops out there.
I love that you said Fruit Loops. But no, you're right, though. And it's like, you don't want to, like, how do you know if you're going down the Fruit Loop path or if you're going down the right path, right? So it's like, that's where coaching comes in at to help you help yourself ultimately, to ask the right questions, to help you stay focused on the important questions, because you don't want to go down the Fruit Loop rabbit hole. So that's where coaching comes in at.
Yeah. And I think it might be hard for some of our audience, because they're like, geez, I just need someone to help me write my resume. or can you just tell me how to prepare for an interview? Or, you know, and you know, I think the biggest thing is, yeah, we can. Absolutely. You want to pay me whatever my hourly rate is, I will sit down and tell you what's wrong with your resume, or I'll tell you how to go prep for an interview, or you can sign up for our blog post, and there's like 50 articles out there on different interview types and how to prep for them. I got you covered. But I think the point that we're trying to make now is those are band-aids, because whenever you really start thinking about resume writing in general, no one wants to see a glossy, marketed, purple and white formatted resume. Yeah. I just want to know what Jasmine's done. I want to know where she is today and where she's going to. It's the story I'm looking for. And that has to come from you, the candidate.
Exactly.
I can't write your resume for you. I don't know where you've been and where you are and where you want to go. That's your story. You've got to get clear on that. You have to get clear on that. And that's where the coaching comes into play.
It is. And you're right, because I used to spend hours and sessions and hours with people pulling their story out of them. Mm-hmm. So that we could craft a resume that was a reflection of their true story. But that, you know, even going through that process with them, I realized, which is why I did the pivot, is that it was still doing them a disservice because they were putting all of their confidence and all of their faith in this piece of paper.
Yes.
And they were forgetting that the paper was just an extension of who they were. So they still were operating and moving from that space of, I'm going to be judged, you know, the things we talked about, fear, which desperation, which is not going to bring anybody near you. And then the people that do come near you that might do the phone screen after that, they're like, oh God, no.
Yeah, because it's a whole other thing to know your story and something else entirely to be able to communicate that on your resume, exactly. And in the interview and all that. There are so many moving parts to this, but I love, love, love that we're dissecting it down to the basics, the internal struggle of what is my story? What are my goals? How do I map that out for myself? And then the next step is, how do I communicate that to potential hiring managers and whatnot? So This has been so helpful. Jasmine, thank you. I wish we could talk about this more. Let's do another, like a part two or something about the next thing.
And a part three and a part four and maybe a part four.
Yes.
Whatever y'all need, I'm here. You know, I always love these conversations. So yes, absolutely.
Wonderful. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Angela. Thank you, Jasmine, for joining us today. Thanks to everybody out there listening at CRE Resources. We understand you have many options when it comes to selecting which clinical recruiting company to partner with. Not only do we take pride in working with the highest quality CRAs and site managers, we also only work with quality pharmas, biotechs, medical device companies, and CROs who recognize the importance and value of a CRA's role. So feel free to reach out at CRAresources.com for more information about our firm. We can't wait to work with you.